I doubt many of us would have wanted to be friends with John the Baptist, wearing camel hair clothing, eating grasshoppers. We might be able to get behind the honey eating, but he would have been a very awkward friend at best. And yet he is sent by God to prepare the way of the Lord. He was the last prophet of the Old Testament who ushered in the Messiah. Much of our life is spent trying to fit in, trying to be liked. It's not a bad thing. We shouldn't try to be annoying or provocative. But as we all know, trying to please everyone is just a trap. That only leads to unhappiness. We can never do it. But more importantly, we should have boundaries with people. We should have principles. We should have morals, a well-formed conscience that follows God. Being a true follower of Christ is going to make us look a little weird to people from time to time. We don't need to wear camel hair and eat locusts to do this. Simply being a faithful Christian today is going to annoy people, even some people who call themselves Christian. Faith in Christ is going to be inconvenient for us from time to time. It's going to cause conflict with others because Christ calls us to much more than just being nice people. He calls us to holiness, and holiness can be off-putting to some folks. We're not called to be holier than thous. We don't need to stand up on a soapbox and announce our crosses or wag our finger at people. But we do need to live our life with integrity, and that's going to make us different. Our faith should make us look a little crazy once in a while. Our faith should get on people's nerves, or we should see them roll their eyes at us as we try to stay faithful in an unfaithful world, and as others just go along to get along. We should be a voice crying out in the wilderness to bring people back to God.